Dusty Baker joins us on Sports Byline, former Major League Baseball player and manager, 20 years as a Major League manager with the Giants, the Cubs, and the Reds, and, of course, three-time National League Manager of the Year when he was with the Giants, and that was after playing 19 seasons in the majors, 8 with Atlanta, 8 with the Dodgers, and, of course, he won a World Series championship with the Dodgers in 1981. When anybody introduces somebody who used to do something, Dusty, and they put former in front of it, how does the athlete or the manager feel about hearing the word former?
Well, you know, something, there's a saying, you know, being a former Marine, you know, there's no such thing as an ex-Marine or ex-military personnel. So former is the key word. And, you know, we're all going to be a former something. You know, if we live long enough and lucky to live long enough to be a former. So, you know, that really doesn't bother me because I was a former player, then I was a former coach, and then I was now I'm a former manager. So, you know, life goes on and you try to figure out the next thing that you're going to be a former of. And, you know, that's taking life, in full circle.
I've always enjoyed our conversations, and I've said this on the air many times, because they've always been honest, they've always been insightful, and you're very articulate in the way you express yourself. And I was thinking as I was driving in, looking forward to the interview, about which was harder for you, being a baseball player and playing the game or managing the game and having to deal with the egos and the personalities of some 25 guys in your squad?
Well, you know, it was a lot easier, you know, as a player, because you could have a direct influence on the game, by your performance. It's a little tougher as a manager because you're judged on the performance of the players, and your intellect, your knowledge, your wisdom of the game is a direct reflection. They think a direct reflection of how the players perform or what they do on the field. Case in point, just like if somebody messed up on the field, people would say, what are you teaching him, Baker? And I'm certainly, sometimes I feel like saying, I'm not teaching him that, you know what I mean? And then but both were fun. I mean, both were different, you know, like I liked the responsibility of managing. I was always a responsible person. I was the oldest of five. My dad was the most responsible man that I've ever met. And so I was taught responsibility, which made it easier, in management. And then when I got to the Marines, it made me the not only platoon guide, you know, but the leader. And so everywhere I've gone, whether I wanted to do it or not, I've been pushed to the forefront of responsibility. So I guess that was just a natural course of the way I was supposed to go, even though sometimes that's not the way that I wanted it to go.
Dusty, you played during a period of time that was different from today's ball players. The attitudes were different. The commitment, I think, also was different. And I remember Frank Robinson saying how hard it was for him after he had such a Hall of Fame outstanding career then to become a manager, because I think he had the expectation that players would do it the way he did. Don Baylor said to me one time when he was at Colorado, Dusty, he said, when I come out on the field before a ball game, everybody is all businesslike. But if I leave the field, I'm never quite sure they're going to approach it the same way. Did you have to deal with that same thing? Was it an adjustment for you as well?
Well, somewhat, you know, but like I didn't expect, you know, the players to play like me. You know, some of them played better than I was capable of playing. You know, like I expected a lot, but at the same time, I think my players know that I expected a lot, from them. You know, and where I come from, love is discipline. And, I believe in having a good time on the ball field. But at the same time, we're there to win. And, you asked me earlier about dealing with the egos of the players and things. That didn't really affect me, a whole bunch, because I was one of them, just a few years before that. And so I would tell them, hey, I don't care how much money you're making or who you are. I mean, you still got to play, you know, and I made a lot of money too, and I didn't give any of my coaches, you know, other than presents, here and there sometime. So, you know, I don't expect anything out of you other than performance. And I used to tell them that you don't have to satisfy me necessarily, but you can't fool the three entities that you can't fool, or family, yourself, and God. And if you are satisfied satisfy those three entities, then you don't have anything to worry about, and you've shown, you know, maximum effort.
Is new technology, has it been good for the manager, or has it made it just more complicated for them? I mean, managers used to be able to evaluate talent, go with their gut instincts during the course of a ball game, make decisions, and now it seems, and I remember seeing you a couple times here in San Francisco when you came in with either the Cubs or the Reds, and you had this big folder, this big book that you would go through and look at and everything. What's your view of technology today as far as managing?
Well, you know, I mean, you know, a lot of people say, "Oh, yeah, you know, you didn't like, you know, you're a sabermetric nightmare," and I've heard all kind of things. But see, you know, we were doing that before it had a name. You know, it was just like simple matchups, and you know, how a guy did against this guy and that guy, and you know, I would study as a basis for fact. But then on the other hand, you got to go with how a guy's going, if there's injuries. You know, I mean, I think the scoreboard, weather, how a guy's going, good or bad. And, you know, what it's done, you know, one of the key things that you said earlier is that you were able to evaluate your players and every once in a while have a direct influence on who you keep. I remember when I first came into the league, I remember Tom Lasorda with the Dodgers. I mean, Tom Lasorda took Davey Lopes out of center field, made him second baseman. He took Bill Russell out of center field, made him shortstop. Took this guy over here and made him over here. And the thing back then, they would say, okay, you chose these guys. If you don't win with them, then that's your butt. Well, see, I can handle that. You know, something. And the thing that I think is unfair now for the manager is that your players are chosen for you, and then if they don't win, it's still your butt. So, like, you know, if it's going to be my butt, so to speak, well, then I want to lose or win with the players that I believe in and the players that I choose. And that's the hard part now is that they're, I mean, they're even telling you who to play and when and whatever. And see that everybody now, it's become so impersonal. I mean, sometimes you would play a guy, you know, for a situation of what you call a psychological game, you know, possibly this guy shouldn't play, but if this guy happens to come through, now you got a guy that's extremely confident and positive for the next 2 weeks. And, you know, there are other situations where you have to, you know, massage guys' egos. You know, you have to, like, you know your personnel. You have to know who to spank. You have to know who to hug. You have to know all these things go into, they're humans, and it's a human game, it's a people game, and it's, you know, it's a situation where these guys are not numbers. I mean, these guys have feelings and fears and cheers just like everybody else, but it's up to the manager to try to know which buttons to push, you know, on which players or which ones even to leave alone sometimes.
Has social media made it more difficult for the manager as well? And what I mean by that, it used to be it was newspapers, radio, and television that covered teams, and now it seems like anybody who has a keyboard can get a press credential and go out and voice their opinion, and it may not even be based on fact.
Well, most of it's not based on fact. Most of it's based on reaction. You know what I mean? And that's the dangerous part. You know, just to get a reaction, you know, at the at the expense of somebody else's livelihood. I mean, that's the thing that, and you know, a lot of people are hiding behind social media, you know, I mean, put your name behind it or either, you know, come out and I mean, this game is not easy. It appears easy, but most of the time it's after the fact that, you know, that people are talking, you know, rarely are they talking before the fact. And, it's, you know, the situation where as a manager, I never read it. You know, I never looked at social media. I didn't read the newspaper. I learned that in my first year, and that was before social media was popular. I learned that in my first year in L.A. I was booed every day. I was injured. I was playing terrible. I was the worst player that ever, put on a Dodge uniform. The next year, hit 30 home runs, and I made the all-Dodger team. So I was like, well, why should somebody control my self-esteem by outside opinion? So the best thing for me to do is not to read it, not to even look at it, not to listen to it. I should tell my wife, baby, I don't want to hear it because I know what I'm doing. You know, well, do you see what they're saying? But no, I don't really care what they're saying. I mean, you have to be extremely, extremely strong and confident in your beliefs. And hey, man, these people that are talking, I mean, you know, I had 40-some years of experience, so how experience has to show for something. You know what I mean? And
yep.
That's the sad part, you know, today, is that it seems like experience doesn't mean anything, but there are life experiences that you can't, you know, there's no substitution for.
Dusty Baker with us on Sports Byline, former Major League Baseball player and manager, World Series winner when he was playing with the Dodgers, and you're the perfect person to get the perspective on this. I mentioned about that you went, you know, to the World Series as a player three times with the Dodgers, also with the Giants as the manager. You have a full appreciation then, Dusty, for how hard it is to get to the World Series and even to win it. That perspective, what is it?
Well, I tell you, I mean, there's only going to be one. And, you know, there's only going to be one Super Bowl champion. There's only going to be one, you know, NBA champion. And, I mean, it's a tough thing to do. You have to have everything go right. You know, you have to have the players perform at a even higher level than sometimes they expect. And, you know, there aren't any absolutes about anything. And you know, I was saddened to see Ron in the NBA. You know, when I see guys, you know, like in Oklahoma City, the manager was fired. And I mean, the coach was fired. And in Chicago, the coach was fired. And these guys had good years. And there were times when even, you know, Rose was out half the year. Durant was out probably three quarters of the year, and it seems like it doesn't matter. You know, and you can bust your butt, and if you don't win the whole thing, it's gotten to the point in our society where you're a failure if you haven't won the whole thing. And see, there's only going to be one. So what are you going to do, fire everybody out there that, that didn't win? So, I mean, that's what makes the beauty of sport. You know, there's going to be one winner, and you hope that it's you.
We only have 2 minutes left, Dusty, because I know you have to go do other things. But when you think back about managing and being in the World Series with the Giants and that painful loss to Los Angeles, the Angels and everything, does it always bother you, or did it bother you at any time, either after a game, after a series, or even in the playoffs, that some things happened that you had absolutely no control over and it determined the ultimate outcome?
Well, yeah, I mean, but you know something, you can't let go. You know, how long can a burden around? Because that'll take you to your grave. Half the time, most of the people don't even remember what happened. They don't remember who won the World Series last year or the year before that or who won the Super Bowl. I mean, these things come and go. And you have to, Ron, you have to continue to live your life. You know what I mean? And see, sometimes we put, you know, for a man that had cancer before early 13 years ago, for a guy that had a stroke 2.5 years ago, it puts things in true, perspective on really what's important. What's important in life? I mean, do you think, I mean, and granted, I'm going to tell you, I mean, it's important to me at the time. There's nothing more important at the time. But, you know, Ron, you go and see the troops over there, you know, that are fighting, you know, across the water. Do you think, I mean, they're in the sport, but do you think when they're out there defending our country, when the people are starving, the various places in the world, do you think that they really care, you know, who wins or loses a game? And, you know, a person that, you know, that's fighting cancer or, I mean, I see it all the time. I mean, it's just, it's given me a true perspective about really what's important, you know, in life, your health, your family, and your well-being and your trust in God.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly to you. And I got to tell you, every time I've been to Iraq and Afghanistan, everybody that's been with me, players, managers, coaches, and everything have said, this has changed my life because they see the reality of it. Dusty, I cherish our friendship, my friend. I know you've got things you've got to do, but you are welcome back here anytime. So when you're in town, come on by and see me again.
You got it, buddy. I tell you, hey, and my boy misses you. My boy misses you. He says, Dad, don't you do that show to come on with those games anymore? And I got to come over there and do something, but they're not as important to him as they once were when he was a little kid.
I know what you mean. I've got some for him as well. Take care, Dusty.
I got you, buddy. I'll see you.
Dusty Baker with us again, 20 years as a manager, 19 years as a player. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.